and nothing happens to him. And that is why in the end of the day, there must be a higher power, and there must be a power that is telling who is what is going to happen to whom. And this is of course our belief in Qadr. The Muslim, the mu'min, finds consolation in belief in Qadr. This does not mean that we don't take precautions. The hadith does not say we act foolishly. The hadith is saying, even if you were to take every precaution, yet it is Allah's Qadr that something will happen, those precautions will not benefit you. This is what the hadith is saying. Which means, obviously, Allah's Qadr is going to happen, but we don't know Allah's Qadr. So we take reasonable precautions, we tie our camel, and then we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to memorize this verse and put it in our minds. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. As the situation is appearing to worsen, dear Muslims, put this ayah and etch it in your spiritual heart. قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Say, nothing will happen to us except if Allah has decreed it upon us. Nothing will happen to you or to me unless Allah has decreed it. We accept the qadr of Allah even as we make dua for Allah Azza wa Jalla to protect us. We accept the qadr of Allah and we use the qadr of Allah to protect us from the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And then whatever happens, happens. But we don't act foolishly. And this leads me to point number 7, our final point in today's khutbah. And that is that of the greatest wisdoms of any type of calamity, especially a calamity that is as universal as what is happening now, that all of mankind is plagued by it. One of the greatest wisdoms is that during these times, people rediscover their faith. People turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People turn to faith and to religion. Even those that are not that religious, they generally become religious. Even those that might not worship Allah very regularly, at times of calamity, at times of stress, everybody turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is one of the most blessed wisdoms of any calamity. And in fact, in the Quran, there are at least a dozen verses, no exaggeration, at least a dozen verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that at times of stress, mankind remembers me. When they're about to drown in the ocean, they think of me. When some calamity comes to them, they call upon me. When they're in pain or anguish, Allah says, they make dua to me standing, sitting and lying down. Now, listen to this carefully. In the whole Quran, Allah never criticizes rediscovering faith at times of calamity. Allah never criticizes turning to Him when a person is in distress. Where is the criticism? The criticism comes after the distress is lifted, after Allah saves you, after all of this is over, then you forget and you worship other than Allah. That is the criticism. And so, the greatest moral and the greatest wisdom from this tragedy around us, the purpose of it is so that we rekindle our relationship with Allah. We rediscover the sweetness of Iman. We turn to Allah in salah and in dua and in tahajjud and in sadaqah. And in that indeed will be our salvation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who His verses they understand and who seek His halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask, for He is the Ghafoor, the Rahman.
That was a short talk, a khutbah, presented to you today on Shabnam Radio. Hope you enjoyed it. And from the response we've been getting by phone calls, I want to say thank you. And those of you taking the time to message us, thank you. Thank you very much. I personally wanted to say thank you to my brother who helped me in converting this item. And you know who you are. Allah knows who you are. And may you and your family be rewarded. You know, he's not one who wants to always get notice. Also, I also wanted to say thank you. And I know she would yell at me, but she's my sister Cheryl, who kindly sponsored our first Salams Canada on Shabnam Radio. And this is a small way of her helping us to stay here on the program. As I have mentioned, you too can be part of sponsoring a segment, Salams Canada, Om Canada, the Hanuman Chalisa. Some special way you can do so. So may Allah reward my sister Cheryl Chansing. Actually, she's my birth sister, really my sister, and we just celebrated what, Sibling Day? I wanted to say to all of you who have special relationship with your brothers and sisters, reach out and remind them how much you cherish and appreciate them indeed. And Cheryl, may Allah grant you the health and knowledge and wisdom and direction to continue doing your good work. Good work. This is not only here with us here, but she has been doing so much for so many others. May Allah reward you and bless you. As we continue, we'll be speaking to a lawyer, Dave Narayan, when we come back after this short commercial break. Again, you're listening to Shabdam Radio. Stay with us.
Food, 60 Parkway in Brampton.
Welcome to ShabdamRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host, Richard Aziz.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give them a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
When your business needs today's best accounting and tax services, there's just one place to turn, FortisAccounting.ca. Let our professional staff make sure your bookkeeping is handled from A to Z. And don't worry about the tax man, we'll handle him too. That's FortisAccounting.ca. Why go anyplace else? We are redefining the way your bookkeeping, accounting, and business intelligence is managed. Our methods of paperless workflows and automated payments allow for real-time data that delivers insight that can help you achieve your personal and business goals. That's FortisAccounting.ca. It's smart accounting for smart businesses.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parker. Door to door service. Never late. Ocean cargo and you're air freight. In a hurry. No waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With La Parker, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. La Parker.
Visit laparkan.com.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatax home-cooked food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food, 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Visit Jerry Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Jerry Auto Vika, 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Jerry Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Jerry Auto Repair, doing it right.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting, and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim, or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online, www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Andy and Christian, want to say hello to Sandra. How you doing, my sister? Always there, you know. I could always count on Sandra to call me up or send me a message to give me some encouragement. And, you know, sometimes I need it. So I want to say how much I do so appreciate it. Well, Dave Narayan has been fighting for those voiceless and helpless individuals who have been left behind in Guyana, and making great, great headway. He recently was reunited with his mom and dad that started his this cause, and they are safe and sound. And we have him on the phone right now. We want to say hello to you, Dave. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for having me on again. I would like to wish you and your listeners a blessed Good Friday and a very happy Easter. And before we proceed, allow me to thank you and the Shubnum team for donating this very valuable airtime to Canadians that are stranded in Guyana, and to our efforts to get the federal government to repatriate them. Since last week's program when I was on, I received many calls, and our outreach efforts have identified many more Canadians that are stranded in Guyana that need assistance to get back home. Since last week's program, our enrollment has doubled. I would also like to thank Mr. Saeed Rayman of Roraima Travels and Mr. Leonard from AirTouch Travel for taking calls 24/7 at their homes to help Canadians in Guyana make flight bookings to get back to Canada. I've been on in contact with these gentlemen on a daily basis, trying to work with them to find flight routes out of Guyana to Toronto. And again, I also want to thank Anthony at Caribbean Camera Newspaper and Alan at Caribbean Vibrations for their ongoing help to get the Canadians in Guyana repatriated. I'd also like to recognize Trish Browning at Toronto Caribbean Newspaper for lending her support to our cause. And please let me reemphasize that without the media support generously donated by you, Richard, and our other friends in the Toronto Caribbean media community, such as Caribbean Vibrations, Caribbean Camera, and Toronto Caribbean Newspaper, we would not have had any leverage with the government to get the support that we needed. So specifically, your team and the other media outlets brought attention and reported that the High Commission of Canada in Guyana was not answering the phone and had no voicemail set up so that the Canadians in Guyana can register with them. But now, in the past week, the phones are now being answered, and there is now a voicemail service set up. And again, thanks to our friends in the media, it appears that we now have clear lines of communication between the embassy and the Canadians that are stranded in Guyana. So I want to assure everyone that is listening that all of our efforts combined have been absolutely free to anyone that reaches out to us. All I ask in return is that I hope that any business owners listening to your show continue to buy advertisements or start to buy media advertisements from our Caribbean media outlets, such as your show, Richard, to ensure that these vital Caribbean media organizations are still in business when the pandemic is over. To our Caribbean business community, as it is Easter weekend, I would like to remind them of a verse from the New Testament, which is Luke 12:48, that says, "To whom much is given, of him much is expected."
Thank you, and well said indeed. But I was saying to my mother today that what a refreshing individual you are, and a pleasure to work with you. For those of you who have been listening to the program, the numbers that I give out, I was speaking to Dave earlier, just before I came on the air, and as telling him, please, if you could come back and give us a little update about what's happening, because he would tell you a little bit what this interview is about. Not the interview, he would disclose some information for you. And I said, should I go, I'm not sure, remind people about social distancing? Oh gosh, we know that. Should I tell them how to stock up? They know that. What to do? Bring hope, encouragement, what? Play music like normal and laugh and have fun with them, lift their spirit, what to do? Because I always feel on this program, it has to have a touch of spiritual, as Moeen had said at the top of the program, to add a spark of spiritual inspiration. And I must have that on the program. So, as normal, I would have done an Easter special and bring some gospel and message about Easter. And I said, I wish we can help the seniors, because there are many of them who don't know how to fill out a form, who don't know where to go, what to turn to, how to have it explained to them. Some people are embarrassed to even say that they need help. And he said, Richard, leave it. And, you know, in no time, I got back COVID, financial and support numbers for those who are stranded abroad, for Canadian members abroad who are coming back. And, I mean, he went on to give me a lot of information that he would share with you now. And those numbers for the food bank and the Salvation Army and the Second Harvest and stuff like that, he put it together for me. And it, bam, I just had to print it and share it with you. So, Dave, thank you. And, you know, also to let you know, not only his mom and daddy are back, he's driven to help others, and he is so committed. You should check out his WhatsApp chat group. Everybody is on it, and he's, see, he took the time to list all the individuals who have assisted. He could stand here and talk about himself and give praise to himself. And, you know, it's not about that. He isn't going to get a business call out of this eventually. And I just wanted to say, this individual like this, and there are many others working behind the scene, thank you. There was a nurse that recently came back, and she started. Tell us a little bit about that story, Dave, about this nurse who you were able to help to get back here, and what effort she's making now to help others.
Yeah, so we have, on the flight last week that came back from Guyana that went through Barbados, we had repatriated 28 Canadians. And including this individual and several other individuals, they were still on the chat group and still lending support by sharing their experience of how they prepare to go through the airports, how to prepare a meal, because the airports that you will be going through, none of the stores are open for food. They also explained sort of the process that the airport and the airlines were using to ensure that there was social distancing and to ensure that, you know, nobody would get infected en route from Guyana to Toronto. So it gave a lot of reassurance to the rest of the people who are still in Guyana to see exactly, you know, what the journey would entail. So, you know, again, everybody has been helping out on the WhatsApp chat group. You know, we have the media members, we have MPs on there, we have other individuals, families from Canada who are worried about their elderly parents there that don't have access to the real-time information that we're providing on the WhatsApp chat group. So, again, I would encourage any of your listeners, if they have family there, please call me, and I'd be more than happy to just simply plug you into the WhatsApp chat group. My phone number is 416-876-2860, and that way you can get real-time awareness as to what's going on. And Richard, also just allow me to just update your listeners on the current situation. So at the moment, we are aware that there are 30 plus Canadians that are looking to leave Guyana. However, we are sure that there's many more. We estimate that there's probably likely another 1 to 200 Canadians still there that have not made their presence known to the Canadian government. So my main message to the listeners today is that we need to have all Canadians in Guyana make contact with the High Commission of Canada in Guyana to register and provide their names and contact phone numbers to them in Guyana. So I will provide a phone number that's a direct COVID-19 emergency response phone number that the High Commission has set up. And this one now has a voicemail. That phone number is area code 592-608-7012. Again, I'll repeat it. It's 592-608-7012. In addition to that, ensure you help your relatives register with Global Affairs Canada. And you can do that either through the phone or you could do it through an email. So I'll provide those phone numbers as well. The Global Affairs SOS registration hotline is 613-996-8885. Again, it's 613-996-8885. And for any of your listeners that still need more details or assistance, they're more than welcome to call me directly at any time at 416-876-2860. As I mentioned, my help is absolutely free of charge. I just want everyone to feel the same sense of relief I had when my parents returned safely back to Markham from Guyana last Saturday.
And how is your parents?
Oh, well, they're under quarantine right now. So for those of you that return from abroad, as per the Quarantine Act, you'll have to be under quarantine for 14 days. And there are pretty serious fines and penalties if you don't abide by that. Fines can range up to $1 million or up to 3 years imprisonment if you violate the quarantine. What my parents had explained to me is when they flew into the airport, the immigration officials will be taking the address of where you will be staying to quarantine, and they will be requiring a contact phone number. And I think many of us probably saw on CP24 or other news outlets that the government, the RCMP or other police enforcement is planning to like go and make rounds and knock on doors. So I think it's really important for those who have family that are returning to sort of prepare and get to those family members' house and stock them up with groceries so that they won't have to venture out looking for food or medicines or any such thing while they're under quarantine.
Well, again, you also mentioned that there might be a direct flight coming back. Any word on that?
Yes. So there has been several members on our WhatsApp group who are in Guyana that have been in direct contact with the High Commission. And they're getting news that the High Commission has been taking some positive steps to arranging a direct flight out of Guyana straight to Toronto. We have very limited details on the flight. So, you know, all these things are happening at, you know, on a real-time basis. As a matter of fact, that information came to me first thing this morning, half an hour before I called you prior to you going on the show. And I can assure you things are going to be changing on an hourly to daily basis. So that's why it's important for those that want up-to-date information to, you know, call me and allow me to put you on the chat group. And that way you'll see everything for yourself on a real-time basis.
And just before I let you go, I just want to repeat the telephone number, 416-876-2860. That's Dave Narayan. And again, once you call him, he would take everything. Bam, bam, bam. And in fact, your family and relative back in Guyana, he would even make a call to them and make sure I get some information, make sure that they're okay. Please use his services, 416-876-2860. If you know someone in Guyana that would need help, it wouldn't hurt. He would reach out. He would even get their name, the proper spelling, etc., address, and he would post it on the website if he needs to help them, all right? So please, 416-876-2860. Dave, before you go, you mentioned two travel agencies, and I wanted to recognize them and give them a plug. Can I get their names and phone number if you have it again?
Yes. So the first travel agent that has been very helpful to me has been Roraima Travels. And it's Saeed Raymond. And I'll get you his phone number right now as we speak. He was taking my calls every day, all day, all night, every time I asked him to like check out flights for me for certain individuals, and he would always pick up the phone. Syed's number is 416-412-0103. Again, it's 416-412-0103. This is Syed's actual home number. So he will pick up the phone, and or if you leave a message, he will call you back right away. And the next gentleman that was also very helpful was Leonard at AirTouch Travels. And Leonard has been so kind to provide me with his cell phone number, so I hope he forgives me when I put it out on air. But it's 647-281-9439. Again, it's 647-281-9439. And yes, these two gentlemen have been absolutely excellent. They've provided me with the best help as I possibly could get by just, you know, picking up the phone at any time and telling me exactly what the real-time flight information is. And you're going to need that if you're going to get out of Guyana at some point, because a lot of things happen at the very last minute.
And that's right. And I just wanted to say thank you to them and, of course, to you again. The numbers are important because you need to pre-book, get your proper spelling, your date of birth, your passport numbers, etc. And you give it to a travel agency, and what Dave has done was able to get someone who is trustworthy. And of course, these two companies have been using, especially Roraima, and so at the flick of a switch or the drop of the hat, when there is a flight, you can call him up, and that's the beauty. 24/7 he answer and say, okay, the flight is coming, you already have my card number, go ahead and do what you have to and leave the rest to him. So those are the little extra details that this gentleman, Dave Devnarayan, has been doing for us. Dave, thank you. God bless you. And again, we look forward to hearing more updates. Have a blessed weekend, and wish your parents for me happy Easter.
Thank you, Richard. Bye-bye.
Hi, who we have on the line?
Hi, Richard. This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
Fine. I'm just calling to say hi to you and your listeners for the wonderful job you have been doing.
Thank you very much, Sam, and glad to hear that somebody enjoying the program.
Oh, for the last 20 years, I've been listening to your program.
And only now you call. That's nice. You're from Trinidad, right?
Yes, I'm from Trinidad.
What part of Trinidad?
Cuba.
Oh, Cuba. Well, thank you very much, and I'm glad to hear that you enjoy it, and thank you for listening over the years.
Yes. So you have a blessed and wonderful day.
All right. Anybody you want to say hello to from Cuba, or the wife, or anybody?
Me and my wife is here, and the kids, you know, they are here. Oh. All my families, they are down in Cuba. You know, sometimes I hardly ever hear from them.
Okay. So what's the wife's name?
Vidya.
And the kids?
Oh, my kids, they're born Canadian, you know, Nadia and Andy.
All right. Well, I hope all is well and enjoy. Stay locked on and stay locked into the program. And thank you very much.
I'm tired of getting locked in here. I just want to go out there and see if I pick up a 649 ticket, so maybe I could assist you.
You know, you know what? They could even buy it online, you know.
Yes, but I don't have any computer at home, eh?
All right, so good luck with some numbers, all right?
Yes, if I pick up something, I'm going to surely help this program, you know?
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're looking for that. Thank you, my brother. Oh, and, you know, it's not much. We just need to, and, you know, the few people, I think so far, we've been good and blessed that we've been getting the support from individual to sponsor the Chalisa and stuff like that. So let me go, and thank you very much. I'll keep my number phone in any time. I don't want to wait for another 20 years.
Okay, then, Richard.
All the best. Thank you, Sam, after 20 years calling us today. Well, I wanted to try something. I never did this before. Let me see if it could work. I'm going to call the travel agency. The number is 416-412. My uncle used to say, not one, not three. A fella ask him if it's not one and not three. Wait, is. Let's see. If Mr. Saeed would answer. Roraima Travel.
You have reached Saeed and Ryan. Sorry we missed your call. Kindly leave your name.
Well, we wouldn't even mess. I just wanted to say hi and say thank you to him. Well, right now, however, we wanted to present to you the Hanuman Chalisa. The Hanuman Chalisa today is sponsored by Dave Devnarayan, the gentleman. As he welcomed home his mom, Meena and Johnny Devnarayan, they live out in Markham since 1980. Both born in Guyana and migrated to Canada in the 70s. Three sons and daughter-in-law. Wanted to say hello to the daughter-in-laws. Dave is married to Sherry. Andy is married to Melissa. And Sean is married to Simone. They have 9 grandchildren and age ranges from 3 to 15. Hello, who we have on the line? Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
And who is this?
Oh, we just missed a call.
Oh, I was calling for Saeed.
Okay, can I say who's calling?
Richard Aziz.
Okay, just 1 second.
Thanks. Saeed from Roraima Travel.
Hi, Richard.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm alive, boy. I'm alive.
Well, I just got your number from Dave Narayan, and we had him on the radio. So you're live on the radio right now, Shabnam Radio. And okay. I never did before. I thought I'd just dial the number and see if I would get a business to answer. And he told us how you were so kind in answering the phone to help those distressed Guyanese come back and 24/7, because as we know, once we get a flight in place, you have to start working to make sure the seat is available and book the tickets, etc. So I just
want. Absolutely, and I'm happy to do that. Not happy in the sense because of this dreaded disease, but happy that I can help.
Well, I want to say thank you and give you a little plug. You know, I heard your name before, Roraima, and, you know, for stepping way above and beyond to go to assist those individuals. I just personally want to say God bless you and your family and thank you.
Thank you, Richard. And as I said, I mean, I hate to have to do it under these circumstances, but, you know, I hope you would have been doing it under better circumstances. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is, yes. And,
and we all have to start a step forward if we can and do what we can. And, I'm glad that I can be helpful in my own little way.
You have been. And where in Guyana you come from?
Vredenhoop.
You know, I stayed in Vredenhoop.
To be a little bit Dutch, you say Vredenhoop.
You know where the masjid is?
Of course.
There was a fella, a guy with one eye.
Yes.
You remember him?
Yes.
Right. He came to us in Trinidad, and when I went, he was the imam or the mauzam, I believe.
Okay. Yes, might have been the mauzam. Yes.
And then opposite him was Namdar.
Well, I don't remember Namdar. I left almost 50 years now.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I have gone back, and I had an uncle living at Renew for a long time. Well, he was born and he grew up and he was 80-something years when he died, which was last December, I think, he died. So whenever I go to Renew, I would just rush over. I'd never go to Guyana without paying a visit with him. But, you know, it'll only be a few minutes because sometimes that's all the time I have. But I was born there, I grew up, and I left, I guess, when I was about 26, 27.
Well, I wanted to again say thank you and encourage all those who need travel arrangement, even during this time, after this time, sorry, reach out to Roraima and show him how much we appreciate his business and the way he conduct his business. Thank you very much. May God bless you and your family.
I appreciate it too, and you too, and you take care, eh?
Okay, brother. Thank you, Saeed.
See you. Okay, Richard. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye. All right, so it worked. I was able to get him. 416-620-1778. And again, we'd like to feature the Hanuman Chalisa. Again, welcoming back our dear sister, mommy, Meena Devanarayan and Johnny Devanarayan. And compliments Dave Devanarayan. And again, his three sons and daughter-in-laws. Dave married to Sherry, Andy married to Melissa, and Sean is married to Simon and their grandchildren. So I wanted to get as many calls
in. You received the following text message.
Okay. Hi, who we
you've received the following text message.
Okay, so, hey guys, you can't text on that number. 416-832-7293. 416-832-7293. And again, we played a Chalisa so that those of you who know the value and the power and the strength of it would receive its blessing. Thank you, Dave Devanarayan.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhari Baranau Rahubar Bimal Jas Jodayak Uphal Chari Buddhihin Tanu Jani Ke Sumira Pavan जय हनुमान ज्ञान गुण सागर जय कपीस सिंहु लोक उजागर राम दूत अतुलित बल धामा अंजनी पुत्र पवन सुत रामा महा
चल बरन विराज सुबेसा कानन कुंडल कुंचित केसा हाथ वज्र ध्वजा विराजे कांधे मुंज जनेऊ साजे शंकर सुवन केसरी नंदन तेज प्रताप महाजगवंदन विद्यावान गुणी चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सिहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर संहारे रामचंद्र के काज संवारे लाए सजीवन लखन जियाए श्री रघुवीर हरषि उर लाए रघुपति की बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित हीसा जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कवि को विद कही सके काते तुम उपकार सुती वही कीना राम मिलाय राज पद दीना तुम्हरो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लियो ताहि मधुर फल जानु प्रभु मुद्रिका मेली मुख माही जल दिलाहि गए अचरज नाही दुर्गम काज जगत के देते सुगम अनुग्रह तुम्हारे देते राम द्वारे तुम रखवारे होत ना क्या बिनु पैसारे सब सुख लहे तुम्हारी सरना तुम रक्षक काहू को डरना आपन तेज समारो तीनों लोक हाँकते कांपे भूत पिशाच निकट नहीं आवे महावीर जब नाम सुनावे नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोलावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा
साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे कष्ट सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता हस वर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंत काल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई और देवता चित्त न भरई हनुमत से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमत बलबीरा जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करहु गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख धोई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होय सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा की जय नाथ हृदय महडेरा
Hanuman Chalisa, sponsored today on Shabnam Radio by Dev Devnarayan, as he say, thank you Hanuman Baba, thank you God indeed for returning. His mummy and daddy saved Meenad and Johnny Devnarayan. Hope they're listening and welcome back to Mom Meena and Daddy Johnny Devnarayan. Hope you had a good stay. I'm sure this would be an experience you'd share with the grandchildren. And boy, you have nine of them. And of course, they all would be happy to listen to them when they're back together out of their quarantine. You're listening to Shabnam Radio. Richard Aziz keeping you company. Also, I wanted to tell you quickly about a message from Brother Usman at the Imdadul Islamic Jamaat. Assalamu alaikum and peace to all. Dear brothers and sisters and friends, hoping that you and your family are well and safe during the challenging time. As you are aware that currently there are no program or event at the Imdad Center because of COVID-19. As a consequence, we are facing donation shortfall by our but our expense remain the same and have to be paid. We are humbly appealing to you to send whatever donation you can afford to us by mail or online. The website at imdadulcenter.com, that's imdadulcenter.com, and a tax deductible receipt will be sent to you immediately. This will help us with our expense and as well as to help us to complete our renovation of the annex that is still in progress. I know it's a difficult time for everyone, but any little donation will help. And we ask you, please help where you can. You know, during the month of Ramadan, there would would have been an opportunity where they would have raised some money to complete the renovation, pay off whatever money they have to keep the lights on, the air condition. In any place of worship would be the same. So we ask you and please help out. To contact Brother Usman directly, it's 416-452-4437. 416-452-4437. Again, the website is imdadul, I-M-D-A-D-U-L Center, C-E-N-T-E-R, one word, imdadulcenter.com. Hi, who we have on the telephone?
It's Joanne Fernandez.
I'm sorry? Well, we had somebody on the line. Want to play a selection here as we're getting close to the end of the program. And next week we'll be celebrating his 77th birthday, Ram Narayan Ram Ki Soon. But I wanted, what did you say? Kill two birds with one stone? Wanted to send out this one to Sandra and Krish of Live Auto Collision. But we understand that Ram Narayan was the one who stood in as dad for Krish when he got married. And I thought we'd, you know, play a song to keep it company, entertain him a little bit. And to his charming wife, Gloria. You know, Gloria had left me a beautiful Christmas card, a thank you card. And, you know, I had the pleasure of meeting up with her. And such a pleasant lady. I just wanted to say to you, Mum, thank you for listening, always listening. And, you know, she repeated some of the things that we did on the show over the years. And I'm so grateful that she's there keeping us company. And she so enjoys the program. So this one's for you from Krish and Sandra. And I know how much Krish loved this one. So let's enjoy it together. Krish, Sandra, and Ram Ki Soon. Ram Narayan Ram Ki Soon and Gloria.
Bhola hai bhandari, kare nandi ki sawari, bhole nath re, shankar nath re. Mera bhola hai bhandari, kare nandi ki sawari, shambho nath re, shankar nath re. Tera naam hai taranhara, ek tu hi hai palanhara, bhole nath re. शंकर नाथ रे मेरे साथ रे तू मेरे साथ रे तमाम सृष्टि का सार तू है विकार तू निर्विकार तू है कहूँ क्या बारे में तेरे भोले असीम तू है अपार तू है शंभो है वास तेरा निगाह में भी निवास तेरा समाए दिल में है तेरी सूरत वजूद मुझ में है खास तेरा गंगा सोहे जिसके केशा करता मंगल जो हमेशा भोलेनाथ रे शंकर नाथ रे तू ही त्रिपुरारी कैलाशी तू ही दुख भंजन अविनाशी शंभो नाथ रे
ओके आई हैव टू चीट अ लिटिल बिट सो राम नारायण एंड ग्लोरिया एंड क्रिश And again, we hear from Nanda, who loved this one. There's so many people that love this one, including yours truly. And I got this brought to my attention by Krish. Thank you, Krish. I have to cheat because I wanted to speak to a young lady who traveled recently from Guyana. And she's willing to share her experience so that those coming out, and if you could cascade her message, Dong. Joanne Fernandez. Joanne, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you very much, and I'm fine, thank you.
Are you still in quarantine?
Yes, I am.
And how are
you? My husband. It's for me, it's fine. I'm a homebody. It's my husband. He is always someone who is always on the road, so he's the one struggling with it. I am not.
How long have you been in Guyana prior to coming?
I was in Guyana for a little over 3 weeks. Before this started, before this whole COVID thing started, mm-hmm. and then I went back again in March, right before they turned it into a pandemic. So just a little over 2.5 weeks.
And because of the shutdown and the pandemic, how long you had to stay? When was your flight due to return?
We were supposed to return on the 29th, and they shut the airport down on the 18th.
Were you anxious at that time when you couldn't get back?
No, we were not, because Guyana did not have that much of a COVID influence at that time. They only had this one lady from New York who died at the George Young Hospital, and after she died, they realized that she had the virus. And then consequence of that, her children, who also came from New York with her, they got the virus. So and then they had the wake and then the funeral. And then, you know, it started spreading that way. But they were able to identify the spread started with the New York family.
Well, you know, we're running out of time, but I wanted you, please, if you could prepare those who are listening so they could get the information to their loved one. What would you, after traveling and what your experience was like, what would you recommend that they do apart from walking with hand sanitizer? I'm not sure if you're allowed to bring liquid on the plane anymore because I know that was a banned item. And how you get through, like, the preparation of a meal and your experience. Go ahead.
Well, I'm Guyanese, so we made some pilori and some potato ball. As much as I'm Fernandez, I mean, it's one of the meals that we eat all the time. So we made sure we had some of that, something salty. The only thing is at the airport, they did not have any kind of stores open, so you were not able to buy any kind of food or drinks. So I would suggest that they walk with food, and if they're going to walk with something to drink, make sure it meets the requirement because there is nothing to drink at the airport, and it's a good 4.5 to 5 hour wait if they're going through Barbados, because once you got onto the plane, they gave you one small bottle of water and that's it for the 5.5 hour flight. Also, just to make sure, if they do not have hand sanitizer, it's easy to make. They can use rubbing alcohol and aloe vera if they can find some of that in Guyana, or just aloe vera, and you put a touch of Dettol if they have that in the water, in the mixture. And for anything to do with wipes, I would use a heavy duty paper towel, and use the same mixture and have that handy to wipe their hands as well as the chairs. But the only thing is with it, in Barbados, they did have the environment that we were sitting in was very, very clean, so I wasn't too concerned about that. When I got on the plane, I used that paper towel to wipe the seat belt and your seating area. As much as they're saying that they're cleaning the aircraft, we did not take a chance. We wiped them down ourselves. And just to make sure that they're constantly washing their hands, the bathroom in Barbados and even at Ogle Airport, they had enough soap and they had running water for you to wash your hands. It's just they have to be cognizant of the fact that this is a virus, and they have to make sure that they're constantly on guard. They're constantly washing their hands, constantly watching their environment. Try to have masks, and if they don't have one that's ready made, they can make it. It's so easy to make. It's all over the websites on YouTube, how to easily make masks, because that's very, very important. And just to be very careful, try not to have too much conversations if they can avoid it, because it's spread through droplets, right? So those are some of the things that I would suggest that they do.
Well, I wanted to thank you, and I'm happy that you're back safe and sound. I understand also that you are in the health profession.
No, but that's a joke between Dave and I.
Okay.
I am actually in banking. I'm a senior audit manager, but I'm a germaphobe, so I'm always walking with sanitizers and wipes in my bag. It doesn't matter where I travel. And once this virus broke out, I just realized that, you know, I have to be cognizant of the fact that everybody may have this stuff, and whatever I can do to help, I try to help.
And what part of Guyana you come from?
I'm from Herstelling originally, right before Providence.
Anybody you want to say hello to might be listening, and let them know you're back and you're okay?
Yes, all the people from Herstelling, my family from Soosdyke, my husband's from Soosdyke, and all my family and friends in the greater Georgetown area are on the East Bank, East Coast, because my mom's from Mahaika. So yes, everyone, hello.
I want to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Portuguese or Portuguese?
It's Portuguese.
I've been watching, and every time they say Portuguese, and I said, if that's, because I remember saying Bajan and Barbadian, and it was a big, you know, you have to be careful. So that's one thing, how some people pronounce Portuguese and Portuguese. And
it's Portuguese. Now, if you're from Barbados, it's Barbadian, because
yes.
my grandparents were from Barbados.
Yeah, so some people funny about that Bajan thing, you know?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You ever hear a Bajan woman get vexed and quarrel with her husband? Oh, father. But thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the weekend. Happy Easter to you.
You too, and thank you for having me on. And you know, a big thank you to Dave, because he's been working so hard on this.
And I tell you, I've been telling our listeners how great a guy he is. I've never met the man, but boy, his work ethics, the way he gets results, I'm so proud of him and happy.
Yes, me too. And I have not met him yet. I met his parents at the airport at Ogle, and I told him he looks like his dad. So let's hope when he's older and he's his dad's age, he looks as distinguished, because they're a great couple.
Well, I told him that after this, we must have a reunion party with all those who travel and who've been before.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you, and say hello to your husband and be safe.
You too. Okay, take care.
That's
bye.
Joanne Fernandez.
Yes.
Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you, and thank all those who called in and who shared on the program. Thanks for those who have shared by sponsoring different segments. If you'd like to, you can do it collectively. $200 for the Hanuman Chalisa. It goes a long, long way in keeping us here on the air. On the Quranic side, we are same thing if you'd like to. It could be you, a group of people, whatever. Thank you very much, right? Leaving you with the music of Ranjan Ramdas and the Canadian National Indian Orchestra, featuring on saxophone my dear brother Ramesh Maharaj, from the big hit Dulari Sohani Raat. Well, I have to come in and say thank you, God Almighty, for making it all possible. You for inviting me to your homes and into your heart. Until next time, Richard Aziz saying to my mother, Lazina, Mommy, you know how much we love you. Mwah! And to all mothers, your children cherish you. Until next time, Danyavar, Shukriya, Kuda, Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum and happy Easter, everybody.
Views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਛੇਤੀ ਤੋਂ ਛੇਤੀ ਵਧੀਆ ਰੇਟਸ ਤੇ ਆਰਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਬੈਠੇ ਇਹ ਸਭ ਮਿਲੇਗਾ ਹੁਣ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਕੰਪਰੋਮਾਈਜ਼ ਤੋਂ ਹੁਣੇ ਕਰੋ ਡਾਊਨਲੋਡ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਐਪ ਫਰੋਮ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਤੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੋਨ ਤੋਂ ਕਰੋ ਪੈਸੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ ਵਧੀਆ ਐਕਸਚੇਂਜ ਰੇਟਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੈਂਕ ਡਿਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਸ ਕੈਸ਼ ਪਿਕਅਪ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਮੋਬਾਈਲ ਰੀਚਾਰਜ ਹੁਣ ਪੈਸੇ ਭੇਜੋ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਜ਼ੂਮ ਅ ਪੇਪਾਲ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਤੇਜ਼ ਸਿਹਲ ਤੇ ਸੁਰੱਖਿਤ ਮਨੀ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸਫਰ
COVID-19 ਦੀ ਰੋਕਥਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਰ ਕੋਈ ਆਪਣਾ ਹਿੱਸਾ ਪਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸਾਬਣ ਅਤੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਣੇ ਹੱਥ ਚੰਗੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਧੋਂਦੇ ਰਹੋ। ਇੱਕ ਦੂਜੇ ਤੋਂ ਦੂਰ ਰਹੋ। ਬਿਮਾਰ ਹੋਣ ਉੱਤੇ ਘਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਰਹੋ। ਜੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਬਿਮਾਰੀ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਹੋਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਜਾਣਨ ਲਈ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ, ਓਨਟਾਰੀਓ ਆਨਲਾਈਨ ਟੂਲ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਣੀ ਜਾਂਚ ਕਰੋ। COVID-19 ਦੇ ਸਧਾਰਨ ਲੱਛਣ ਹਨ ਬੁਖਾਰ, ਖਾਂਸੀ ਅਤੇ ਸਾਹ ਲੈਣ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਕਲੀਫ। ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ COVID-19 ਤੋਂ ਪੀੜਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਲੱਛਣ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਹੋ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ ਅਤੇ ਜਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੈਨੇਡਾ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਹਰ ਦੀ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਏ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ 14 ਦਿਨਾਂ ਲਈ ਏਕਾਂਤਵਾਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹੋ। ਵਧੇਰੇ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਲਈ ontario.ca/coronavirus ਉੱਤੇ ਜਾਓ। ਓਨਟਾਰੀਓ ਸਰਕਾਰ ਦੁਆਰਾ ਜਾਰੀ।
ਘਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧੀਆ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਕੈਲੀਫੋਰਨੀਆ ਸ਼ਟਰ, ਬਲਾਈਂਡਸ, ਵਰਟੀਕਲਸ, ਰੋਲਰ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ, ਹਨੀ ਕੈਂਪਸ, ਪਲੀਟਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ। ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ। ਪਿਛਲੇ 30 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ, ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਵਧਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਆਵੇਗਾ। ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ 416-803-1043 416-803-1043 ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com।
एक जरूरी ऐलान, अगर आपको ग्लव्स और सैनिटाइजर्स की जरूरत है और आप चाहते हैं कि आपको होम और बिजनेसेस पे डिलीवर किया जाए तो आज ही बू अली को 647-294-6656 पर कॉल कीजिए। दैट इज 647